Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. See how this goes. For the better part of 21 years, there was no professional football in this town. And now we are officially a big-time football town. We've got a couple of really good teams. One goes to the Super Bowl, and there's another one down the road that had a really nice year. We are joined right now in studio by a kicker for the L.A. Chargers. Let me lay out some numbers for you. He set a team record for single-season field goal percentage with at least 15 made field goals, set franchise postseason records in the wild card win over the Ravens for single-game points with 15, field goals with 5. He was an all-ACC selection at Miami. He broke Carlos Huerta's school record for field goals made. He was undrafted in 2018, but has found a home here in SoCal. I'm joined in studio right now by Michael Badgley. Michael, my man, it is so good to see you. How are you?
All right, I'm great. Thank you for having me. This is great. Big fan of the show. Love it.
All right, it's good to have you. So did you bring me a gift here? What's going on?
Yeah, brought you a little Money Badger t-shirt.
The Money Badger. Oh, yeah. Money Badger is one of my all-time favorite nicknames. For those who don't know, where did that come from?
One day I was just hanging out in the locker room. One of the reporters came up to me and said, "Hey, these fans are tweeting out, you know, the Money Badger this, Money Badger that. Do you like the nickname?" And I go, "Well, I'm not going to make up my own nickname. So yeah, sure. Let's run with it." Hey,
you know better than to self-gloss. Money Badger is great. What do you like better, Money Badger or Money Bags?
Oh, in the locker room, Melvin Gordon kind of started throwing the name Money Bags out there. So I think he likes it. Both are great nicknames. I love it. So
they're both great. If you ask me, I'm going to go with the Money Badger. Listen, it's kind of funny and something to laugh at, but the fact that you've got guys like vets, quality guys in that locker room, and they're hitting you with handles like Money Badger and Money Bags for a team that has been searching for a kicker, what does that respect mean to you? How does that feel?
It's incredible. You know, you walk into the room, you're kind of like a ghost. Everyone's looking at you kind of like, oh, you know, just another kicker in the room. You're walking by Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates, guys like that, and you're not sure what, you know, what's really going on when you're walking through that locker room. But to have their respect and to, you know, be able to talk to them on the plane rides or on the sideline, it's incredible.
Well, initially, was that the vibe? I mean, not anymore, never again, but was the vibe initially great? Here comes another kicker. I wonder how long this guy's going to last.
I mean, maybe for them, you know, I got my own goals, so I kind of was like, nah, I'm going to take this role and run with it. But yeah, I think with this organization, there was probably some of that going through the locker room, and they just wanted a guy they could trust.
Michael Badgley joining me in studio. So I had West Virginia wide receiver David Sills in the studio earlier this show. We were talking about the prep for the combine and the NFL draft. Take me back to this time last year. You're coming off a record-breaking career at Miami. What kind of thoughts were you having about the NFL? And then how were you preparing for life after college?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of expectations going through that whole process because the season ends and you're going through everything. You got the Senior Bowl coming up. And then after that, you got the combine prep. And then after that, you got pro day. So everything's just building up to different stressful situations, and you're not sure how you're going to react. Especially being a kicker, you know, what kind of training you're going to do? What are you going to do?
What's that like? I was going to say, prepping as a kicker is a little bit different than any other position. So how'd you go about prepping? Like, what's a kicker do to get ready for all these things?
I just tried to stay an athlete, you know, because my whole life, that's just what I've based myself on, playing 3 sports and, you know, doing that kind of workout stuff and just, you know, trying to have the beach body and look good.
See, but people have to understand this. I don't know if they appreciate where you're coming from on this, but I want to follow you up really quickly right there. You know, this whole notion that kickers are not that athletic. Fact is, set the record straight. Is it true that you played ball at Summit High School in New Jersey, that you were a quarterback, a running back, a receiver, a free safety, a kicker, a kick returner, and a punt returner?
Yeah, I didn't like leaving the field. I didn't leave. I'd score a touchdown, kick the extra point, do the kickoff, go back, play safety on defense, and then same thing. If they had to go punt returner, I was kick returner too. It was fun.
All right. So this is a story that your senior year of high school, the starting quarterback goes down. So you played some quarterback. 7 of your completions went for TDs. Is that true? And what were you like spinning it out there?
You know, at first when I would go in at quarterback, I was just a guy who kind of knew the whole offense. So they wanted a guy who was running the show back there like that. And they didn't think I could really throw until I went up to coach. And I go, "You got to give me a chance here. These guys aren't going to be able to cover our guys." So we ran like this play action play, and I just threw it deep to my buddy downfield and just set off. Yeah, I can throw. So they
what'd the coach say?
He was like, "All right, we're going to start throwing the ball a little bit." But my first pass was a pop pass across the middle against Cranford, threw an interception. So that kind of didn't start off on the right foot. But
not when you're telling him you can do it.
As soon as we went deep, it was cool.
All right, so the legend of the Money Badger is even bigger than that. True or false? Did you win state titles in football, hockey, and lacrosse, and was the plan for you to play lacrosse in college?
Yeah, You know, in my town, lacrosse is, that was what everybody did. You know, everyone would go play Division I lacrosse. So I'm thinking, all right, I guess that's what I got to do. My brother did it. He went to Providence College. He was a goalie. So all through high school, I was like, all right, I'm going to go play lacrosse. But then one day my high school coach came up to me and said, hey, you know, you're pretty good at this kicking thing. You should take a look into doing it. You're getting some looks. So I started getting some looks, and, you know, I love football. So that was a no-brainer for me to do that.
All right, dude, so you're like a freaky athlete. You're the money badger. You go to Miami, and you have this great career. You're getting ready for the combines, and everything comes along with it. What kind of interest were you getting from NFL teams at that point?
You know, you hear different things. Your agent's telling you some things. You're not sure what's going on, what teams need. You're breaking down other teams and what they need, if they need a kicker, what their other seasons were like, if they're going to re-sign the guy. But, you know, when push comes to shove at the end of it, you know, you're expecting to get drafted, and then that day comes and you don't. Then you start to, you're like, okay, let's go free agency and see what teams are calling. Not a lot of teams were calling. And luckily, the Indianapolis Colts gave me a chance, and I said, all right, let's go hang out with Adam Vinatieri, see what that brings.
That's something totally different, too. Okay, but when you were undrafted, I mean, what was that? Did that feel, and you're a confident guy, but did that feel like a slap in the face? Did it feel like you were disrespected? Did it hurt your confidence? Like, what did you do with that?
You know, like I said, everyone's got their goals and expectations. So, yeah, I wanted to get drafted, and I thought I would be. But at the end of the day, you know, being the undrafted guy, I kind of felt like I got more of a chip on my shoulder. So I was excited, and I knew that any opportunity I was going to get, I was going to embrace it.
So you go to the Colts, right? So you go to compete with the greatest guy to ever do it. What was that like? Was that, okay, you have goals. You're a competitive guy. Were you thinking, I respect this guy. I love this guy. I'm coming for his job. I'm going to beat this guy out.
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know what's going to happen, especially in an organization like that with a guy who's got so much respect throughout the NFL. But, you know, my mentality didn't change. I was going in there to try to beat the guy. But you know, I also took that opportunity to learn as much as I could from a guy like that. You know, the mental side of the game, how to walk around a locker room, just how to be a pro. So it was little things like that that I knew I wanted to take away from that whole experience.
I can say, look, I've spent a lot of time with a lot of guys, and when Vinatieri walks up, he's got a presence to him now. Like, know, like this guy's got a lot of respect from a lot of different people, and I don't care what the position is. What was your biggest takeaway from the time you spent with him and the chat you had with him?
Just a lot of the talks we had, he's got a lot of great stories. His mental edge is totally different. You know, and the thing a lot of people ask is, oh, did you learn anything from, you know, the way he kicks? And I go, you know, every kicker's got their own style, their own swagger to him. So learning different ways to kick the ball from him wasn't a thing, but I learned how to be a pro, you know, how to be around the guys in the locker room and just, you know, be part of the team. Because a lot of times you see specialists, they're just kind of on their own. They're just off to the side and just like, okay,
how do you approach that guy's just a kid. I mean, do you want to be one of the fellas and say, hey, look, man, I'm part of this team. I'm with you guys. Or do you stay off to the side and do your own thing?
No question. You know, I'm a football player. That's the way I look at it. So, you know, whether it's talking to the guys on the plane rides home or being in the locker room and, you know, chopping it up about sports and everything, just, you know, be a football player.
So when you talk about kicker swag, like what's your kicker swag? What does kicker swag look like?
Basically just having a team that has confidence in you when you walk out there. Being able to tell the coach, hey, I can make this. You know, when he asks you, he's got no question in his brain that he's going to let you go out there and kick a 53-yard field goal in a playoff game. So it's certain things like that, just being able to walk on the field and have confidence that...
God, dude, what's that like? Everybody wants to know what that's like. What's it like to line up and look at a 53-yarder in a postseason game to win a football game? I mean, are you the only guy on the planet? What's it feel like?
It's one of those experiences where you've worked on it in practice, so it's kind of natural. So, you know, kickers and, you know, guys like me, when you walk out there, but to the outsider's edge, I guess it's like, wow, you know, that's pretty far. But, you know, 53 in a playoff game, you got to get the points you can. So being able to go out there and to be able to make a kick like that was awesome.
So not making a kick like that probably feels like the worst thing in the world, even though that's part of the job. Does making it feel like the greatest thing in the world, or is it just relief?
More so just I got my job done. Especially
your
that
job.
Play, you only get so many plays. You know, D lineman can miss a tackle, they get the next play to go out there and do it. As a kicker, you might not get another kick. So it's one of those things where, all right, I got only so many opportunities, got to make the most of them.
Dude, you sound like you're wired for it. I mean, how much mental training goes into it? I mean, is that a muscle you constantly work, or are you just kind of wired for it, man? Like, you want that moment. You're not afraid of the moment.
Yeah, you got to embrace stuff like that. You got to want the pressure. You know, certain things, and, you know, you got to know that there's going to be misses. You know, there's going to be times where, you know, you're the guy that, you know, ruins the season, or you don't want it to be, but you're going to be the guy that misses a kick. But to get over those situations is what kind of makes and breaks you. So it's I love the pressure of it.
In the back of your mind, like Scott Norwood, like this guy missed a 47-yarder in the Super Bowl. Dude, that's no chip shot, man. It's a 47-yard kick. And then that just kind of sticks to that guy.
Yeah.
Fair or not fair? Is that in the back of your mind that could be me one day?
You know, you don't think about those kind of things.
I wouldn't either, man.
Yeah, no. You don't think about stuff that's happened in the past. You just kind of take the moment, go out there, and, you know, that feeling just, let me do my job here and let me embrace this. It's awesome.
Michael Badgley joining us, and you have. So you get the opportunity with the Chargers. I know you had a connection with the staff, which I'll get to if I have time, but what was a kicking tryout with that team like?
Oh, it was awesome. There was three of us out there. You know, there's only so many opportunities that you get, because I had one with the Raiders week before, or 2 weeks before, something like that, and I guess it didn't go my way, and then I get that call with the Chargers, and I was like, I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna do my thing. So I knew that opportunity, I had to embrace it. So it's one of those, you know, your adrenaline's pumping, but as soon as you let that first kick fly, you're like, all right, let's let it roll here.
Can you slow down the adrenaline? How do you do that? Like, I know for what I do, if there's a big stakes opportunity, man, it just starts pumping. And I've always tried to figure out, how do you slow that down? Can you?
I think you develop a confidence when you kind of start running out into the field and you realize it's not a nervous situation anymore. You know, I go back to college. I think my sophomore year was my first game winner attempt against Nebraska. It was only a 28-yarder. But I remember I was shaking. I was like, oh, this is it. Like, this is a chance to be the hero. And I was shaking, and luckily I made it. But ever since that point, I was able to run on the field just and, you know, just be cool, calm, and relaxed, and just have fun with it.
And then your first game against the Browns, you make all your kicks. What was that game like?
Oh, that was awesome. I mean, that environment alone, being away for your first game in a packed stadium like that, it was intense. And I just knew, all right, get that first extra point through, and then, all right, let's roll.
Michael Badgley joining me for another few moments. And then against the Steelers, you're lining up to kick the game winner in Pittsburgh. All right, hostile environment. The kick was missed. Joe Hayden jumped off sides. You get another look. They jump off sides again, and then you nail the third one to win that game. What do you remember about that sequence?
It was incredible. I've always told myself, you know, just make the first one. Then nobody's saying anything. Nobody cares. Just bury that first one. But then they come. They jump off sides. They block it. I'm like, all right, we got another shot here. And then you get closer, and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to make this one. Third time's a charm. Buried it. Let's go home. Let's get out of there. Especially in a game like that. We came back. Sunday night football. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth. It was special.
Man, dude, what's that flight home like after a game like that and a win like that?
You know, like I said, those plane rides home, and I was lucky enough, besides the flight home from New England, every single flight home was, you know, a happy ending. You know, we were fired up. It was never a loss on one of those flights home. So it was always a great time. Everybody's in a good mood. Philip Rivers is telling us stories. It was awesome.
That's what it's all about, right? And then the flip side of that, unfortunately, what's the plane flight home like after New England? No one's telling any stories.
Yeah, you know, especially a flight like that, the season's over. So you kind of, everyone's alone. They're sitting down. They're remorseful. They're watching film, what they could have done better. But once those long flights get going, then everyone kind of starts chattering up a little bit. And you talk about the season's a good time.
That's the beer, bro, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's the liquid. So finally, you have that monster game against the Ravens in the playoffs. You're coming into a season now where you went from being undrafted and waived in Indianapolis to setting franchise records for the Chargers. They're making shirts. You're the money badger. How does it all feel now?
It's cool. You know, to kind of take off like this, it's awesome. And it's cool to run with a brand like this and, you know, have so many people supporting me, all the fans and, you know, this whole city of L.A., but, you know, I've always said just one kick at a time. Just keep going like that. Keep the same motive that's gotten me here. And just, one day at a time, one kick at a time.
Is that personal consumption right there, or is there an online store? Can people get those things?
Oh, yeah. You go to MikeMoneyBadger.com. Also, link in my bio on Michael Badgley on Instagram.
Dude, smart. Very smart. It's one of my all-time favorite nicknames, the Money Badger. Listen, I appreciate you coming in here, finding your way into the jungle. It's about time you did this. I know you know the show. I'm glad you found your way to the studio. Let's be sure and we do this during the season, too.
Oh, beautiful. I'd love to.
All right. Good seeing you. Michael Badgley joining me in studio. And again, you know where to get the shirt. That's pretty tight. The Money Badger.